Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The Thursday edition. The I'm not a doctor, but a Jones fracture doesn't sound like a good thing if you're an NFL wide receiver edition. The
foot guy.
Big, yeah, me and Rex Ryan edition. I'll tell you this, and we'll ask Tausch to do his translation, but I thought Goody's answer, I've had multiple teammates from ESPN Wisconsin comment that his answer to my question about philosophically looking at bold moves was very un-Goody-like. And I think you can make an argument that he could have shut down any Micah Parsons rumor mongering with his answer, and he definitely did not. Addition. And by the way... Jordan Love taking snaps, snap the ball into his hand from under center. Still handing off on runs to the right with his right hand, which does not strike me as tenable once the season starts. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. I was reading something yesterday. Lots of people listening on those types of devices. That and your, I don't want to say the other term because then it'll go off in the middle of the show like it did the other day. But people like their devices like that, even if Tausch doesn't. And of course, everything you need, in addition to the video on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, from the all new, all redesigned, all free ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Android and Apple app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't realize, obviously, a lot of news yesterday. Micah Parsons stuff. I don't know if the story actually advanced, but interesting. But I need to apologize to you. You have went into the abyss with your toe, with your toe, and with what you were able to do. And now you're a foot guy. You are the Robert Anderson of sports talk foot people.
Doc, we love Doc.
So, kudos to you. You've used your own. This is what's great, and this is why, you know, I love doing the show. I have my personal experiences. I kind of have inner workings on how, you know, especially the Packers and how all that works. So you want to get that people want to hear the experiences when they've had other people that have had it. There's a little bit of credibility. There's more, you know, it just, it's good, right? And you've been covering the team for 30 years. You've seen different contract things. You've seen playing time. You've seen all of it. And always I thought one of the things that you guys have struggled with in the media is injuries and feet. And what you've done over the last 3 weeks, I got to say, I don't know what the Pulitzer Prize for jumping in and experiencing to do it would get, but I'm going to give you some attaboys because you broke the news, and hopefully you didn't break a foot, on this Jaden Reed stuff. And I just want to say I was gone. Kudos to you, Jason J. Wilde. I am proud of you for doing what you've done over the last month. So thank you for your service.
Thank you for your I'm sure those are heartfelt.
I'm not even being – I'm not as condescending as you think I'm being here. Like, I'm not.
It is,
I know you think I'm being a,
it's just not that
no,
condescending.
He thinks I'm being a real jerk, and I'm only being like a partial jerk.
Like
I do.
Jerk light.
Yeah, jerk light, exactly.
Matt LaFleur is at the podium. I want to thank him again for rescheduling his press conference, which was supposed to be at 8:35, which would have allowed me to attend. I don't blame him, although I did call him Ted Lasso yesterday. And then he said that he went to the players' party as Burt Reynolds. I'm not here to judge because I don't know. I have not seen photos. I did not follow up because I was trying to get to an actual question. But he had shaved the beard and he just had the mustache. And I prefaced the question with, I like the Ted Lasso look. And he very clearly wanted to make sure I knew he was not Ted Lasso, which, again, that's not his coaching style, I suppose. But Burt Reynolds, we are the kings of old references. If you go to a party with the players,
there's a 70s party. He went to a 70s party.
Like they don't know who Burt Reynolds is. They know who Ted Lasso is.
But it's a 70s party, Jason. This isn't... Yeah, it wasn't like he was dressing.
Was it a 70s party? Do we have that confirmed?
Yes, because I saw Jordan Love and Ronica. We're all dressed up, and it said ready for the 70s party. So that was my that was my intel that I've got.
All right,
seems like good intel.
Well, you're a 70s party expert. Like I'm a
foot guy. Burt Reynolds was a big star in the 70s, right?
Yeah, sure. Yes, very much
so. Okay, so. Doesn't that all make sense?
It does now that I have that piece of information. So thank you for enlightening me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Be that as it may, Matt LaFleur is at the podium now, growing back his beard so he just doesn't have the mustache. And he was, as expected, asked who will be the starting starting left tackle on opening day. Mm-hmm. And Matt LaFleur's response was, "We shall see next week." So I can tell you this, during the portion of practice that we were able to watch. Now, that does not include 11-on-11. So after we departed and they ran 11-on-11, because we're into that part of the calendar now, but if they went and alternated series with the ones or snaps with the ones, we have no idea because we were booted. But when they ran drills with a full offensive line, it was Rashid Walker at left tackle. So whether or not that sustains, whether or not that's subterfuge.
Could be a little subterfuge.
Sure.
Love that.
So, but Matt LaFleur is not saying what his intention is at that position.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What, because Jordan Morgan obviously is going to be disappointed if what you're saying is how it holds up. And, you know, typically they'll mess with you guys a little bit, but it is what it is. You know, if Sheed is going to be the left tackle, kudos to him, even though he missed a bunch of time. Is Jordan Morgan more likely to rotate with Rashid Walker or with Sean Ryan? Because Jordan Morgan's not going to not play. He's going to get reps. What's the answer to that question?
I don't know the answer to that. I will preface that by saying.
Well, how are their feet? How are their feet?
Foot guy.
Total foot guy. He was toe guy. This is just shows your development. You started as toe guy, and now you've went all the way to Jones foot guy, which is not easy. There are a lot of bones in the feet. There's foot guy.
Fifth metatarsal.
Not to be confused with foot joy.
With Jones Dairy Farm. Jones Fracture, very different.
Bob is Bob.
Definitely not as enjoyable, that's for sure. Jones Dairy Farm, you're going to have a day down there now. Jones Fracture, not fun.
We will get to all these things and more. Matt LaFleur again at the podium. And then they're starting practice today at 9:35, so the guys can get out of town. They have Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. They'll be back to work on Monday. Look.
Working on Labor Day, huh? Ain't that so?
It's a labor of love to be ready for the Detroit Lions on September 7th. There was so much yesterday between the Micah Parsons stuff, which I want to get to, because I do think the non-goody answer is fascinating to me.
You think there's some there? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm fairly confident that there's some there, yes. Now, to what degree? And again, ultimately, whether they're interested or not, I think Mike Florio had last night or yesterday that he confirmed pretty Ricky, or whatever that guy is, Ricky Scoops, that he talked to people in the league and that there is interest. It's not necessarily as piping hot as has been depicted. But again, this all comes down to whether or not the Dallas Cowboys are stupid enough to trade a three-time All-Pro in the prime of his career at age 26.
To one of your biggest rivals.
Yeah, correct. I don't see that. But again, I want to get into what Goody said. This, to me, though, the Jaden Reed thing is a big matzo ball out there.
Yes.
Because, you know, look, you have...
I'm so proud of our foot guy. Jesse, aren't you proud of our foot guy? Now, would it be nice if he broke it on our show? Sure. But that's not the timing of it. Foot guy.
11 p.m., kind of a strange time to break some news. Feel like that's not a heavily...
Is that what time it broke? Was 11 p.m.?
Tracked, time.
Well,
that's when the article went up.
Sure that that's... That must be Eastern time.
Well, actually, who's the guy that I actually saw who broke it? I didn't even see. I didn't even see our foot guy breaking it. It was who's the guy? He's a big fan of our show.
Was that Clayton?
He's got a podcast.
Clayton.
He breaks stuff. He actually takes stuff from you and breaks it on his own website, which I got to tip the cap to.
Well, he breaks it. He breaks it on Twitter.
Foot guy.
And again, Twitter does not like. Twitter's great for access to stuff, but I don't want to put all the information out there on Twitter because they don't pay us anything. The fact of the matter is that I found
money
this out.
Money guy. Foot guy and money guy now. I like that.
I am definitely.
If this is being sincere, I am beaming with pride with my guy today. I am.
Very,
foot
very
guy,
sincere.
Money guy, clicks guy. What a guy. Hey, what a guy, huh?
Thanks.
Gonna be a long day. Gonna be a long day. Oh, we only got 2 hours and 40 minutes left.
Here's the worst part
foot
of that.
Money clicks.
Here
guy.
Is the worst part of that. I looked at the clock and saw 9:13, and I was doing the math in my head. Well, only 2 hours and 47 minutes to go. We have spent way too much time together over the last 9+ years. Look. This is significant. The fact that he intends to play through this, again, I understand that I have the helicopter beat writer personality. It's totally deserved. But as we were talking about the injury, and he did not want to get into the details of it at all. That was not something he wanted to do. But when I said, this doesn't sound like something you should be playing through, he basically laughed at me. So, hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, or whatever the quote is. I'll have to ask Clayton what the quote was, because that's where you saw it. But he said something to that effect. And the fact of the matter is that he intends to play through this. Now, speaking of actual foot guys, Dr. Anderson, who was on the Packers staff for multiple years came on, but was the preeminent foot guy. Like, Tausch is giving me a hard time calling me foot guy.
He was the foot guy before our foot guy.
He is and was the foot guy. Like, once he came to the Packers staff, everyone and their brother who had a foot injury.
Sherman, was then Richard Sherman, all those guys.
Right, they're all flying into Green Bay, Wisconsin to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. Hey, quick question, because we're calling him foot guy. Did he want to be, like, is he a podiatrist?
No.
Or is he bigger than
He's an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in foot and ankle surgeries.
So would he say he specializes in podiatry or he specializes in
foot? I don't
foot
think so. I think podiatry foot is different. I think that's for, like, you and all your right bunions and stuff.
Hey, well, leave my bunions out of it. It's calluses, not bunions.
So,
all right, continue.
Yes, be that as it may. My instinct is, instead of pretending to be a foot guy, I looked at Cleveland Clinic's website. That's what I did. That's the extent of my foot knowledge after I was told foot, what the injury was.
They serve ice cream there?
Yep.
No, but they serve information, and they were cited in the story.
They guarantee you they have ice cream there, too. 100%.
Yes, I assume at the cafeteria after you've had surgery, then maybe they bring you one of those little cups that you have to eat with the wooden.
I hate those.
Don't like the wooden
splinter.
Got to be something better.
Not a fan. If I may, just finish this thought so we can get to everything else. Dr. Anderson actually performed surgeries on both of Paula's feet. Not at the same time, obviously, so she was able to walk around in between. But he's awesome. Like, he is one of the most phenomenal people you will meet. And if you had a foot injury, I can see why. Not only did you trust his expertise, but his bedside. I mean, he's a phenomenal guy. He's like Dr. McKenzie, but he specializes in feet. And so I am going to reach out to him today and ask him, because what I really want to know, because despite what you've heard in the first 17 minutes of the program, I am not a foot guy. What can you do from a shoe perspective for something like this? What kind of inserts can you put into a cleat to protect and reduce the pain that he's going to experience? How much rest, like, is he going to be on not the big Lamborghini program, but the Sterling Sharp program, which was before I covered the team. But when he had that serious turf toe issue before I was covering the team, before you played for the team, he would not practice all week long, get a pain-killing injection into his big toe on Sunday and go and play, or Saturday, whenever he got the injection, and then go play, and then he would rest it all week long again and then go out and play. So is that what Jaden Reed's going to have to do with this? Again, this could have been worse. The Lisfranc, which I learned more about as well, which is on
that's
the top
the bone
of your foot.
The bone separates. Yeah,
yes.
Bone
and that's
separates
bad. And you end up having surgery, and your season is almost always over. Mm-hmm. He does not have that.
So obviously, you don't want to have feet issues. I think it's probably right there with the back as far as functioning and things like that. I don't know anything about the Jones. I don't. I know Liz. I don't know Jones when it comes to the fracture of the foot. Is it going to be a challenge for him? Yes. For a player who has not fully established himself, and I think obviously the Packers have a general idea, but that's when he was rolling at 100%. And you know, who knows? Again, last season, the back end of the season was disappointing for Jaden Reed. It was a disappointing finish to his season.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're coming into it. You missed most of training camp. You have a young hotshot who everybody's excited about in Matthew Golden. And do I think that that is part of the process of figuring out if you're going to rest this thing and get it right? Because I don't know, and this is where you talking to Doc and an actual foot guy slash podiatrist, how long does this thing take to heal? Because as most of us know, blood flow, that's a hard spot, right? That's the lowest part of your body, and the way you heal is with blood flow. And so that's the only part of it I know, and I just don't think it's going to get a lot better. If you're going to play and practice on it, I'm guessing that it can't get any worse, because every time you have an injury like this and you say, well, it's a pain tolerance thing or it's this, can it get worse? That's always the question that you ask. That's where your team will ask the doctors and say, all right, if it's just a pain thing, all right, can it get worse? And I'm guessing, I don't know the answer to that, that Jaden Reed got the answer that it can't, or you probably don't go through this process, especially at this point in his career. And at this point in the season, how long would you be out? There's more questions to me after I saw Clayton's report on your report than what I would actually know, if that makes sense. How long would he be out if he just booted it up and sat? How long until that heals?
According to the Cleveland Clinic and their lovely ice cream shop, it can be a couple of months, so 8 to 9 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks or something. Six, 7 weeks.
And so, like six, that. Seven. Six, seven. And he already had sat for 3. Okay, so again, this came to light. He missed the practice on August 7th, so it obviously happened in a practice before that Thursday. He did not. Then he showed up on the sideline of the Jets game in the boot, and then we talked to him after the game, and he was.
And you heard LaFleur. LaFleur was definitely more concerned than what a normal ankle or something that you're going to be out a week
correct.
For. You felt that in his comments, right?
Correct. Yes. So again, I don't know what his plan. I can tell you his plan is to play.
Yeah, I'm confused, and this is where I don't know. But if you're asking me if you sit 3 weeks, you're going to be closer to 100%, or if you're going to battle this nagging thing all year, what's the right play? I think we all would say take the 3 weeks, be ready, and then come back and have, you know, 13, 14 games worth where you're feeling 100% rather than slogging through. Now, he knows his body a heck of a lot better. He'll understand it. Wide receiver is a whole different animal than playing O-line or somewhere in that. You need to be fully dexterous with everything you're doing, because the other guy is. This isn't a case where you can kind of plod through. You ain't got options of plodding when you're on the perimeter in the NFL. That just ain't part of. That's not part of the deal.
I think the bottom line on this, for me anyway, is I admire his toughness, because having pushed through a foot injury myself,
you didn't even miss a week. What a competitor.
All thanks to great care that I got in the parking lot
and you're,
of the high school.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Jaden Reed didn't get that same treatment, so that's a whole other story. I don't know if that – the bottom – you asked about, like, orthotics and all this other stuff. That's all masking. That's all, like, how do we compensate? And
sure.
A lot of times, you know, when I ripped my plantar fascia week one against the Carolina Panthers, shredded it, and it was miserable. But I couldn't sleep great, but I had one of those things that pulls your foot back so that you can at least – but then when you stood up, it was stiffer than a board. You couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
It was a miserable deal, right? But then you warm it up, and it just it sucks. But then you throw an orthotic in to try to elevate and kind of put your foot so it's slanted so that you take a little – you're always trying to find ways, how can we still function and take pressure off of the part of your foot that is bothersome? And when you do that, you might be robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah. I do want to add this before Tausch tells us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and that is – you can say this is crazy. You can say that he should sit out, whatever you want. I think it's important. Anybody who is questioned, because I saw a few, it's amazing when something goes viral, just the knuckleheads come out of the woodwork. You can say a lot of things about Jaden Reed, including that this is ill-advised. You cannot question his toughness. He has been in the league 2 years. The Green Bay Packers, since they drafted him, including playoffs, have played 37 games. He's played 36 of them. And he's had a ton of not devastating but meaningful injuries that he's played through. And I believe him when he says that had they won in Philly last year in the playoff game, he would have braced up his shoulder and played the following week. So You can say what you want. Say this is stupid. Say this is risky. Go ahead. But let's not question Jaden Reed's toughness here, because I think that would be wrong.
Who would be questioning Jaden
Reed's
toughness?
There's a few people. There's people. There's people.
There's people with – let me tell you something. There's people for everything, and there's people for windows, and then there's the gold standard for windows, and that is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. For long-lasting comfort and reliability, trust Pella. Each piece specifically constructed for your home, designed with innovation, and rigorously tested. I'd like to be part of that testing process. How fun would that be? Rigorously tested for quality and performance, and it is built to create long-term energy savings. No reason to wait, because if you order by August 31st, you get zero interest for up to 60 months. That's 5 years. No interest payments, so don't miss out. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
A triumphant return to the show is coming up as we get ready for the opener of the Badgers football season. But he's not next, so you're going to have to stick around a little while longer. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. I'm not afraid.
Getting ready for the triumphant return of the Badgers Outsider.
Oh, yeah, baby.
He's coming up next.
So before we have him on, where do you think his head's at? Because I've been saying now for a stretch, it feels toe-dippy. Like right now I feel like we're a toe-dipping Badger society. You think he's toe-dipping, or is he jumping in?
Are you just trying to make foot references?
Actually, I wasn't, but now that you say that, not bad.
If I'm predicting, because this morning I watched a video put out by Wisconsin Football about the schedule.
Yep.
And they are embracing, I mean, they were using clips from Talking Heads talking about how they have the hardest schedule in college football.
We didn't make it.
Yeah.
I thought we would make it.
You know what Jocko said? You know what Jocko
good
said?
Good!
Absolutely. Give a whether Ben Russell is
that always makes me mad.
That Engler laugh is yes really underrated in that.
It is. It's even better than the Kay Adams laugh, in my opinion. Or better than the Mark Murphy laugh, in my opinion. Good work, Jesse. Yeah,
a lot of good laughing.
I think the Badgers Outsider is nervous. I'm going to predict that this is difficult schedule. He's gonna put a positive spin on it because he wants to believe. But I think he's probably nervous and a realist and realizes the challenges that lie ahead. We'll find out when he joins us momentarily. Just briefly going back to Matt LaFleur before Tausch tells you about Prize Picks. He was asked not only who his starting left tackle is, which he said we'll see next week. The follow-up was, do you know? And he gave a smirky maybe.
Oh, maybe. Smirky LaFleur. I like that.
As opposed to smuggy. So I'm guessing he knows what he's doing. He also spoke about the idea of rotating guys. They have obviously shown a willingness to do that in the past.
Penchant, if you will.
But again, I think it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see if they actually do that, because you having played the position, you rotated with Marco when he was playing with like a cast on his a big club,
yeah,
right?
Earl,
am I remembering that correctly?
Come in and play tackle. I'd go play guard. Yep, quarters. We rotate each quarter.
Okay, so not series to series.
No, it was quarter to quarter, which I never fully understood how that played out. But I didn't. I was young and I didn't ask a ton of questions.
fair. Series to series or quarter to quarter more difficult? I would think quarter to quarter because you're out for a longer period.
I never did series to series. I think you'd rather go quarter to quarter just because you kind of get into a little bit of a rhythm of what is going on rather than you go three and out and the other guy goes in, you go score a touchdown, you start wondering, maybe it's just me.
Are you in a rhythm yet with Prize Picks, both with your predictions and the new tagline?
Great start for old T, and you know what? We make decisions every day and on Prize Picks. Being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. And Prize Picks is simple to play. More or less, 2 to 6 player stat projections. Get your picks right. Cash in. Prize Picks puts their users first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Getting to be, you got about a week for those season-long projections. Mahomes and Burrow and Love. I like the more on Love. I do. I do, I do, I do. You guys could turn your sports opinions into real cash. Which players are going to go off? Who isn't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn those takes into cash all season long on Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join millions of users and sign up today. Download the app. Use code WI, and you get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
I'm just catching up on the YouTube chat, and I want to thank you for deciding that I am now a foot guy. Dustin, hey, Wildy, how are Parsons' feet? Yeah, I haven't checked those. I don't have access to everyone's feet. I did not examine Jaden Reed's foot firsthand. I'm not a podiatrist or an orthopedist, but this is going to be fun. I look forward to all these foot fetish remarks for the rest
of
the day.
Look at the smile on your wife's face. I don't know if
what does Elmo have to do with feet?
I think there's I don't want to get too deep into the woods here because obviously, you know, things can. I think what Jesse's implying is
I'm a fetish guy.
You're a fetish guy, not foot, but more furry fetish is what I think he's implying. I can't say that for certain, but that's the vibe I'm getting from Jesse's photography. Yes?
If there was a Venn diagram, if one side was Elmo and the other side was feet, the middle would be tickle.
The Badgers Outsider joins us next, so stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Something special's brewing in Milwaukee.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Out of here!
Madison's home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. 100.5 ESPN.
You can't make it up!
Running across Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium in the red and white striped overalls and no shirt. Oh my God, he's in person and he's in a Badger red sports coat.
Look at him, a Badger.
Who is this guy?
All of a sudden, it feels like old boy's fully in the pool. With this, the way he's dressed on the video, he's got a button-up, little polo with a beautiful red blazer, hair all slicked back. He ain't no toe dipper, Jason Wildy. He's cannonballing in this pool for this Badger season to start. Derek Blakesley, Badgers Outsider, is my assessment correct?
Your assessment is correct. The season kind of snuck up on me, but this is serious business. You know, this year is an existentially important year, and I feel like I'm excited to be on, but it's more like I felt like I had to be on. I had to be on. I feel like this is not a, like a normal radio hit. This is a Wilde and Tausch family meeting. And like it or not, I feel I'm part of the extended family. I might be the drunk uncle that like doesn't get invited.
For sure.
Doesn't get invited.
No, you're definitely the drunk uncle.
I don't get invited to Thanksgiving.
There's no question.
I don't come to Thanksgiving.
You are the drunk uncle.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. But I still find out where everybody's parked, where all the cars are at the possible places where I have it. And I show up and eat dinner anyway, and nobody's got the guts to kick me out. And
Who told them?
I feel like I'm kind of coming in hot that way. But I feel like the family needs to get together. We need to talk about what this might be like. I looked at the schedule, and I was like, wow, I really need some support from the minions and... I'm here, so very excited.
Minions?
Well, the people.
Minions.
Everyone.
He was rolling. Just let him be.
Yeah,
he
didn't mean that. Let him go, Jesse. I've grown up a lot. I'm a big star. I got fancy coats and all kinds of things.
Who
I'm
let you
man.
In? Did you get like some sort
yeah,
of
swipe?
Yeah,
that's true. Card? How'd you get up?
Let me tell you this, and I'm not kidding. This is behind the curtain. I'm standing on that lobby for 15 minutes today. 15 minutes. I talked to the security guy. I know all about his wife and kids. I'm sitting here. Well, I thought there'd be a police escort coming in for the outsider. People are excited. It's game day. Nothing. I'm standing down there sweating just having a hard time. It's 70 degrees. I got a heavy sport coat on. People walking by. I got flip flops, shorts. I got a sport coat. I look like an idiot down there. 15 minutes.
Well, we're happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
And now let's take a break, and we'll have more. No, I'm just kidding.
Moving along.
So I mentioned this to Tausch before you joined us. That sport coat is snappy, by the way.
It looks really good.
I'm not going to lie. It feels real good.
Not as good as it would feel if the Badgers are able to take on this incredibly difficult schedule and have a successful season. So I mentioned this to Tausch. Wisconsin football put out a video basically leaning into the narrative of how difficult the schedule is. Playing clips of analysts talking about how it's the hardest schedule in college football. Where are you at on the schedule, since you mentioned it, and where are you at on your hopes and dreams for the 2025 Badgers, given what they're up against?
Yeah, so that's what we need to talk about, is
okay.
I had this terrible fear, like anxiety, that came into me the other night, and this is true. I'm laying there thinking to myself, like, what if it doesn't go well tonight? What if it doesn't go well tonight? We've got this murderer's row schedule that, you know, and you throw Indiana on the road, which we never would have thought was a big deal. It's kind of a big deal. They've obviously improved. We're facing NFL talent every week. So this game tonight is going to set the tone for – it's going to set the foundation for where we are going to be and what the expectations can be for the season. And the reality of it is, we know what we have coming back on defense. We've got 8 returning starters. We've done a good job buoying the defensive line. We got some D tackles that come in. We're going to be faster. So I feel good there. But offensively, especially on the line and stuff like that, I feel like the guys are going to be good. They're going to be okay. But I get nervous thinking about when you play NFL talent week in and week out, depth. And I started having nightmares about depth. I wonder if we've got enough guys. You look at the two deep, and a lot of guys I've never heard of before. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm an expert, but it makes me nervous. I want everything to go well. I think the work on the recruiting trail has been markedly better, and we're doing everything we can, trying to control the controllables. But, man, we're facing a lot of talent, and I'm hoping, because I don't know, that tonight goes really well, and especially offensively, we establish ourselves as a team that can pick up first downs on the ground when our three-headed monster in the backfield is going to do some things.
So, Derek, is that because I think I was on Wisconsin's Morning News this morning, and they were asking, why should we be optimistic, is basically the question that the boys asked me. And my thought, there's a couple of things that I said, you mentioned it already, the defensive line is much bigger. We went from having 300-pound cats to having 9, maybe even 10. And offensively, Grimes has proven that they can run the football. Where he's been, they've been good. And that's why he's here. You just talked about it, you know, whether it's a three-headed monster or whatever it's going to look like tonight. Is that what you're looking for? Is that you get that feeling when you walk out of the stadium or watching it on TV or listening to it, is it going to be Wisconsin football, the physicality is back? Is that what you're, as the Badgers outsider, looking
for? Yeah, I'm looking for Dylan Jones to do some things tonight. I want to see him get some space. I think, you know, you look at Yakimelli, I saw he looks the part. And we know we've got to get some tough yardage, you know, in Dupree. The trenches. But yeah, Dupree is going to be, I think, a short yardage and hopefully a touchdown guy. My concern offensively is, again, we're not going to have a quarterback that's all that mobile, but he can throw the ball. He threw for 2,800 yards last year. We've got a wide receiving core that I'm excited to see. There's a lot of unproven players that have been around a while, some with injury, others coming in. And obviously out of the slot, we want to see what Tretch can do. He's going to be the athlete that's going to be a playmaker. So, man, I like I said, the season snuck up on me a little bit, but there's hope. We definitely have talent. I think Grimes brings back a little bit of what we can effectively do. But, man, you know how it goes in some of these games. You go in with the group you've got, and all of a sudden, at the end of the first quarter, second quarter, a couple guys go down. Then who are you rolling back in? But the offense should be capable, especially on the right side of the offensive line. I think we can move people. Renfro comes back, and hopefully he's healthy. We need him to stay healthy. He's probably one of the more critical players on the offensive side of the ball to make things go, depth-wise. And so I want to see it work for these guys. We need momentum going in, and I think expectations need to be that we're going into these games and we're competitive. Because I can tell you right now, we're going to lose football games. But
so Derek,
we got to support the team.
I don't know if you were able to catch Tuesday's show, but I learned a lot. Because I've heard Jesse Nelson discuss Badger football on post-game shows. You've dealt with Jesse a lot when you were on a regular basis. And Jesse basically said, don't respond. Like, let's say tonight's a struggle, and Wisconsin struggles. His point is, be rational and don't get over-emotional. Jesse, I don't want to misquote you. Is that not what you said on Tuesday?
I did say after hosting the Barry Alvarez show on Monday night on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, you'll hear a portion of that later today on ESPN Madison, you can't judge a team based on their week one performance. And more importantly, it's not fair to Fickle, the program, or anybody involved for every quarter, every play, every game this year to be an indictment on his future and the future of Badger football. Like, we need to take a step back and we need to let this thing play out a little bit over the course of 12 games. Let's try and see some growth from tonight, where they might start slow again, like they did against Buffalo or against Western Michigan the last 2 years. They might start slow, and it's got to evolve a little bit over time to get to the Grimes offense, to get a new quarterback in and ready to go and playing in this style. Like, we can't judge too much tonight. Tonight, we shouldn't be going to bed saying the program is doomed or the program is saved. Neither of those things will be
Derek,
true.
Derek, agree or disagree?
This is the therapy that I've come in looking for. This is what
okay,
we need.
Okay, agree or disagree? Which
I partially agree. And
Wildy. Hey, Hedgy.
I'm trying not to hedge, but I would say to the top producer in all of sports radio that we don't have room.
Where's Alex Stroh?
We don't have room to grow. We're getting into it. We're going to have two games here where, Coach always says, we get the biggest jump and improvement you'll see is from game one to game two. I get that. But we don't have a lot of time in what we call the gimme games in order to make things look like they're going to work. Because you can't experiment. You can't do a lot of things. You can't try out combinations. You can't mess with the lineup when you're going up against Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan. I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on. Mm-hmm. So it's different time frame wise, and that's what I'm trying to set up. But I totally agree that I don't think us losing a football game or even having a bad game is the end of the world. We need to reset expectations. The sport has changed, much like the way Jason laid out that it would, 3 years ago when we talked about this a lot. We're in a tough transition period. But and we, as fans, we got to support what's going on out there. It doesn't do us any good at this point. Because I always ask, well, if you don't like what's going on here or there, what would you change? Don't come to me with a problem without a solution. And I think the solution now
sounds like
is for everybody to get on board and get behind some of the guys that are showing out. And where we have gaps, we're going to fill them, but it's not necessarily going to be. We have to be patient. But I don't agree to Jesse that we got to sit there. If it doesn't go well tonight and we're not winning the line of scrimmage, if our back end somehow would get abused, I mean, Miami of Ohio, just so everybody knows, is coming in with a brand new offense. They've got 9 or 10 guys that are new that haven't played together. They've won 20 games over the last 2 years, but that group is largely gone.
Got a good quarterback.
They've got a quarterback.
Dynamic quarterback.
That can throw a little bit. And so we're going to see the new speed on defense, because when we get out there against the good teams now, especially the way they're able to bring talent in, if our back end is leaky, and it's too bad we don't have Four Queen back there, then it's going to be a long night.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're going
to do. You want to talk about feet, Jason? Is that it? You seem impatient.
No, I don't want to talk about leaky
foot
back
guy.
Ends
leaky,
either.
Athlete's foot, maybe. Athlete's foot.
Here's what I'd like. Okay, I want you to take off your sport coat, cool down a little bit, towel off a little.
Yikes.
There are women that watch this show, Jason. I don't need to be putting on that kind of show.
For those of you listening, he's not bare-chested underneath his red sport coat.
Confidence
is
very sexy, don't you think?
Thankfully. So what I
reek of, Jason, just so you know, I reek of aftershave.
I was going to say Old Spice. Mm. Grab a towel. Dry off, because you're perspiring, you're glistening over there. No. Tausch is going to tell us about Coors Light, and then we're going to talk some more with you about Badger football.
I'll go to the makeup chair and get a little bit of
We don't foundation. Have one of those.
What kind of operation? I should have known when I was left on the lobby again for 15 minutes, there wasn't exactly a makeup chair.
Well, whether you're waiting in the lobby to come up and do a great hit on Wilde and Tausch, you're tailgating before a big game, or enjoying your experience during the game, it needs to be Coors Light in your hand, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, because it is made to chill. Make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
More with the great Badgers Outsider, clamoring, by the way, on Twitter, on YouTube comments, how excited we are to have him back. They're more excited than us, but we're excited too. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
This is an enormous season.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
And it's not just for Jordan Love.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
How much joy the Badgers Outsider and his return are bringing to our people. Is it enough that we're going to have him on every week? Probably not.
can't have a family meeting every week. I get it. Why would
it's
you
like
want
team? It's like player.
Go no.
It's like players only meetings.
Yeah,
you have too many players only meetings. That means your team stinks and it's over.
Yeah, and this team doesn't stink. I think you guys could use a little shot of energy every once in a while. And yeah.
Well, we are minions.
And I heard earlier. I've grown up. I've changed. I'm a new man. I'm strictly. I stand on business. Is that what the kids say these days?
6'7". That's what the kids say these days. I still don't understand it. All right. So, Derek, we've talked about the schedule. Let's move on.
Yep.
You, as you've prepared your vast knowledge of this football team, because you are so dedicated as the Badgers Outsider, and you confess publicly in the process, I look at the two deep, there's a lot of names I don't know. How good of a feel do you even have for this team, because this is the world we live in?
I don't.
And we're going to find out a lot tonight. We're going to keep finding stuff out, and hopefully we're going to get an idea of how good this team is capable of. But where are you at currently?
That's why it's great in a sense, because we have to watch. You know, these past seasons, I might not have even paid attention much to this game. This is appointment television. It's like the Brewers right now. We got to see, and we'll find out real early. If we're firing off the ball, I think it's a fascinating contrast of what Grimes is going to bring back. You know, is there regret about what happened with Longo and about what I know about the team and what we have with the personnel? Yeah. But I thought we were going to get a shot offense, and what I got was dink and dunk. It would have required an All-American quarterback to orchestrate that. So we didn't even ever really get what we were shooting for. I hope what Grimes brings is an understanding that between Yakimeli, Dupree, and Jones, we've got talent. Tretch, we got talent. We got a quarterback let's just say he's better than serviceable. We know that. He's got a track record. I want to see how it all orchestrates and how it works. And particularly, everyone should watch this. We get into the third quarter of this football game, and you know we've run, we've had some success or not. We start getting second and eight, second and seven, and we're behind the 50. Can we drop back into a five-step and throw legitimate pass routes? We have always struggled to pass block and to get a quarterback that can make the reads and not decide where he's going to go with the ball before it snapped. If I see something like that where I'm like, wow, we're playing a decent MAC team and we can run an offense where second and long, sometimes third and long, the defense knows the pass is coming. One of two things I want to see. Is there somebody that can get open and create space? And can our quarterback have enough time to deliver the ball? Do we have the pass blocking on the backside? Akers moved to tight end, 250 pounds. Ashcraft is hurt. We brought a guy in, so can the tight end help the left tackle a little bit to give the guy enough time to deliver the football? Those are the two things I'm looking for that I don't know the answer to, and that is intriguing enough that I'll be tuned in soup to nuts tonight.
And by the way, I think everybody kind of feels similarly from a standpoint, including the coaches. I think the coaches have ideas on what it's going to look like, but you heard Fickell, you know, for anyone that listened to his press conference this week, he also is looking at it saying, yeah, we have ideas, but we got to see ourselves. So there is – this isn't the 90s, as much as some of us love the 90s, where you knew, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're playing these teams. We are going to pound them into submission. There is more unknowns because college football, that's the landscape of where we're at. And with Wisconsin, you have 32 new football players on this team.
Wow.
And a lot of them are going to be put in big roles tonight and in the foreseeable future. So that's the intriguing part, and that's why I think there's a nervousness and a little bit of a, from a fan base standpoint of, let's see what it looks like. So, Derek, you just mentioned what you're hoping to see. Let's say tonight goes, Wisconsin goes, plays a good, not great game, wins by 14. Is it all going to matter of how it looks, or is it you're going to be disappointed that it wasn't more of a throttling? I guess I'm just trying to get an understanding of where the fan base is as far as what – I know the expectation game is not where it was when Luke first got here from the fan base. What do you need to see tonight in that regard?
If it's a 14-point win, I'm still going to have the anxiety. But I'll tell you this, and I'm serious. I'm serious as a heart attack on this. It's not anybody's job out there in the fan base or anywhere else to not get behind our athletic department and what our team's trying to do. Because we know what they're getting themselves into. It could go that way, but they will have the capacity to improve. And like you said, the number of kids that we have coming in that are new to the team, there's damage that can be done, especially when the alumni and former players start moving in the wrong direction. We aren't going to see enough success on the field this year for that, to me, anyway, to be okay. We need to look for the positive and some of the bright spots. We can deal with any changes or anything once the season's over. It's our job to look for individual good stories, look for the development and growth, look for good plays, look for games. Maybe we don't even win the football game, but we come out and compete really, really well. But if we win this game, we don't cover. We don't cover 17.5 against a team that's bringing in pretty much a new football team out of the MAC. I mean, I get nervous enough. You got to understand this. I'll tap my wife on the shoulder 2 a.m. in the morning. She'll turn over and she'll say things like,
hey,
you looking to make love? And I'm going to say,
no, yourself.
Honey. I'm just real worried. Nelly. I'm just real worried if we're going to get to 5 wins on the season. Sometimes that doesn't go well for marriage, but that's just the reality of being a Badgers fan right now. We got to go along for the ride. We got to support the guys. Well, we're not happy. We got to have family meetings every once in a while. We got to come together. We got to keep it in-house. We got to keep it in-house. And out to the rest of the world, we got to project confidence because we need players coming in. And maybe, just maybe we outperform. Maybe things do go well. Maybe Jones runs roughshod all over the Big Ten. I hope that happens. I'm excited for the opportunity to see if that can happen starting tonight because we need good things to happen for this group. And we're playing, like I said, week in and week out. We're rolling in against NFL talent, and I think we got to go out and see what we can do. And the exciting part as a fan, instead of looking for championships, is going to be to see how we compare and contrast game to game moving forward.
Do you hear yourself I'm not talking about the tapping your wife on the shoulder at 2 a.m.
No, he does.
Jason, I gotta, I'm sure Paul is rolling over looking when he sees that beautiful bald spot and just reminds me of Seinfeld with Costanza.
Where are we, dude? What are we doing?
Costanza's got the baby oil on top of his forehead. Everyone, there's men of a certain age out there.
Nelly! All right.
Is it the feet? It could be feet, Jason. I don't know. I don't know what you're into in your private life.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, Jason.
Thank you. The floor is finally mine.
Weird drunk uncle.
Proving our point to the nth degree, but it's great to have Derek Blakeslee, the Badgers outsider, back with us on Wilde and Tausch. All right, my point is that you've been our friend for a long time. The show's been around for a long time. I don't know how many years it was that you were a regular contributor to the program. I don't know what season that began. But once upon a time, the Badgers were playing in a Big Ten championship game with Alex Hornibrook at quarterback under Paul Christ, and we were thinking about national championship opportunities. And now the Badgers outsider wearing a red sport coat is on our airwaves.
Quick trip,
saying, Red. We've got to look for good moments, even if we don't win the football game. In the immortal words of Vince Lombardi, what the hell's going on out here? This is where we're at? This is you, the bastion, the beacon of positivity and hope. Last name Roberson. Here you are. And this is what we're talking about? What are we talking about, man? We got to get behind the team. We got to be supportive. We got to look for the good plays.
You've got to be
Are you, and what have you done with the Badgers outside?
Jason, get yourself under control. I mean, self-regulation is an important part of operating a good show. I'm sitting here in a sport coat. I'm a professional. I'm a businessman. I've come in here to I'm taking a look. I'm trying to be pragmatic in my approach, and Jason is just, ever since he got outed as a foot fetish and a furry, things have gone sideways today for him.
Whoa, Nelly!
Here's the deal. You got to be where you are. I sat there, we talked about where college football was going, where the team was going. I remember Herm Edwards was declared himself the general manager at Arizona State, and I said, well, we're probably going to need a general manager here pretty soon. Everybody said, oh, no, that's not where it's going to go. We talked about recruiting and how important it was and who was coming in and what we were reaching out. Well, and all that'll take care of itself. They're doing it. Wasn't it didn't work. And then we started to talk about money, and we don't have as much as some, and the sport kind of just changed. There was a huge paradigm shift. Now I will say this, I agree, and I'm stand behind everything I say. We need to be supportive as rules get put in place, like I believe they will, 2-year contracts and some other parameters that are going to bring this thing back into being a well-defined contest. The cream will start to rise. I think Wisconsin can be there. I think Fickell's a great football coach. I think they can recruit. I don't know anyone that can tell me anybody better to do it. The timing has been tough, and we made a mistake at offensive coordinator, and we're going to try to recover from that. My point is, what fun is it for us to watch games where we think we're going to be, 10-point, maybe worse, underdogs, and sit there and be terribly disappointed if we don't come in the win column? We have to, if you're going to enjoy what you do with your free time and what you do with your friends and family, you got to have realistic expectations. A lot of the things that you talked about, Jason, came true of where the sport went. And so now we have to deal with those realities of where we are. And to do that and enjoy it, you have to take interest in some other things. It's a shift. I'm more professional. I've clearly grown up. And so now my opinions start to change. I'm a dynamic individual. I guess that's the way to answer the question. I really do. I hope. I want things to go well for these kids. I know how hard they work. I know we have talent on the team. I feel like the staff, I want it all to work for them. And for, Tausch to be in the booth and be with Matt and keep that whole thing going. It's a great experience to listen to and watch. I can't come on here and say we're going to win the Big Ten. Can you say that, Jason? I mean, what does success for this team look like for you 30 years into it?
Above the Badgers or the
Badgers.
Yeah. above 500 and a trip to like the Blue Bonnet Bowl or whatever today's equivalent is.
So you're looking at 6-7 wins.
6-7.
Seven wins.
I can't. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can find that in the schedule.
I don't know if I can either. But you asked me what success is. I'm not delusional. I'm not putting them in the playoff. But it would be a great story if. And again, this is the both downside and upside of this realm that we're in momentarily. Hopefully, as you pointed out, not for much longer. I don't know. I don't know how good these guys are. There's a chance that a bunch of those names that you don't know on the two deep turn out to be way better than we expect, right?
Yeah.
And they do put things together, and they do win seven games, and they do go to a bowl game, and it reverses everyone's thinking about where the program is. I don't expect that, but I'm not ruling it out. And if it happens, then we get a big bounce toward things going better for them in the future. I hope that's the case. That's best case scenario.
Yeah, so you're on the same train that I am. And because you don't know the players, Jason, because you're a very busy man, you're obviously covering the Packers beat, you got everything going on with the show and whatnot.
And my feet.
And
trying. He's also covering high school football, too. He's done that.
Well, that's a promotion.
Love preps. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Jason, all that considered, are you more likely to watch a Badgers game not knowing the personnel and with the kind of the enigmatic nature of it, or are you more apt when we think
so,
we're going to be really
so
good?
I would say this. I am definitely going to be watching tonight. I do the same. I have watched way more Badger football games in the last X number of years. How many years is this now for you, home and road in the booth? Three for you, Olti?
Yeah.
I have done a much better job syncing up my Varsity app with my television to support my guy and listen to him and Matt LePay for every game. I have watched way more Badger games than I normally did. When things were good, and my guy Paul Christ was the coach, I wasn't watching as many.
Yeah, so I think there's a draw to it. So that's what I'm trying to get behind. That's what I want people to get behind, is it's interesting. It's just for a bit.
Yeah, it's not going to be interesting if they get run out of a couple of gyms, though, by really good
teams. So, Derek, Wilde, here's the deal. And Derek, I want to give you your final word.
Change the moniker,
baby. The Badgers Outsider final word, because we don't know when you'll be back. Although, I'll tell you what, the clamoring on Twitter is very – I'm not surprised. You're a big star.
I'll tell you one thing. I spend 15 minutes down there in my flip-flops, my sweaty feet in the lobby, yep, not getting let up, and I ain't going to be on here many more times.
Again with the feet.
That's understandable, and we all have to live with those decisions. But here's what I'll say.
All right.
I think the start to this season is as important of a start as we've seen in a long time.
Yes.
And to get off – and because you have new people and a lot of new faces – I think getting off to a good start and feeling really good about the direction where you're going, especially with that big game looming in a couple weeks, I think is really important, and it all starts tonight. So, Derek, give us your parting shot or your final word on what you're hoping for tonight.
We're going to win this game by 4 touchdowns, and let me tell you why.
Woo!
We are going to blow them off the ball early and often, and our defense is going to turn them over. We're going to turn them over. We're going to see short fields. And when we get in the red zone, if we get in the red zone and bowl people over and score points, Edwards comes in, scored 5 touchdowns himself last year. We got guys that can get it over the goal line. That's been a big struggle. If we can make that happen, and I think we will, we're going to run them out of the stadium tonight. And this, like Jason said, there are going to be dudes that have worked their tail off, are going to be better football players than we think, and we're going to come out and we're going to outperform. That's what's going to happen tonight. And the rest of the season, I don't know, but that's why it's interesting, and that's why I'm into it again this year, and I'm excited with everything else that's going on in sports world in Wisconsin. Bucky by 28 tonight.
Derek, it's been great to have you back.
Been great to be here. I love it. Thanks.
We'll see you when we see you.
See you. 2029's looking good for the return.
The top of the 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Hi there.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.